Welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host. I want to welcome everybody back after our short holiday vacation. I hope everybody had a great time over the holidays watching all the snow melt. We're back here in January. We're going to be talking first. Our first show in January, this opening next week, next Friday, is over at Cyrano's Theater Company. It's the play Happy Birthday, Wanda June, written by Kurt Vonnegut. Some of you may know Kurt Vonnegut as being a novelist for certain shows or certain books as Slaughterhouse-Five, Welcome to the Monkey House. He also wrote a play, and this is the play he wrote, Happy Birthday, Wanda June, opening next weekend, next Friday night, the 15th, at Cyrano's, and running through February the 7th. And to talk about this incredible show that's being brought back after many years of being done back in the 70s, I believe, is the director, Dick Reichman. Everybody knows Dick Reichman as being one of the most prolific directors and playwrights and anchors. Welcome to the show, Dick.
Well, thanks for having us on.
We also have two of the actors. We have Krista Schwarting, who's not only an actor in the show, but she's also a very common director for many shows in the town here. So welcome
common.
To the show.
Well, I never, Steve.
Well, I was looking for the right word. Not a common director, but you know, you commonly direct.
And, ubiquitous. Well, ubiquitous. Krista is ubiquitous in Anchorage theater.
I'm digging myself into a hole.
I'm not sure I like that either, but we'll move on from there.
But you're playing Penelope in the play.
Correct.
Happy
I play
Birthday.
Penelope Ryan.
And we'll talk about your character here in a moment.
Great.
Also, Mark Stoneburner, who's playing a part in the show. He's playing Harold, who is Penelope's kind of husband. We'll talk about that in a moment. And welcome to the show, Mark.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. And Mark's been an actor in many shows. So I think the last time we had you on here was for Harvey. You played the part of
Elwood
Pidell.
Yeah, that was a few years ago, yes.
Yeah, that was a wonderful show. I love that play, Harvey.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, again, we have three people here from the play Happy Birthday, Wanda June by Kurt Vonnegut, opening at Cyrano's next Friday. Dick, tough first question to you. This play was done. Kurt Vonnegut is his writings are always, in a way, political, I guess, satirical, social. This play is the same thing, but it was written more about the Vietnam War, as I recall, but you're now doing it today. How are you applying this play to what's going on today as a director?
Well, it's very interesting. This play, there's a lot of controversy when we decided to do it. A lot of people thought the play was dated, was no good anymore. And after I began to study it, I began to, how are we going to do this thing? Because it's basically an anti-war statement. 1971 was the opening. The play had a real comic surface to it. It played on Broadway for a short time. I think reviews were mixed. The play was then made into a movie starring Rod Steiger, which was a total flop. And Kurt Vonnegut ended up saying, I hate the thing. I don't know if he was referring to the movie, the play, the novel, or all three. And he ended up rewriting the ending four or five times. We found four or five different endings. We had to choose one. And I really began to wonder, well, how does one approach this play, which in some ways is dealing with a pastime event? I was bopping around on Google trying to figure out the past history of this play, and I found Kurt Vonnegut being interviewed by Dick Cavett. And he's sitting there doing it wasn't a comic, it worked like a comic routine, but he was playing his humor so low, so soft, so subtle. I said, that's the way to do this play. And, of course, if you've read Kurt Vonnegut's novels, you know that they are sort of bittersweet comedy that's kind of very dark at the center and yet ends up with a kind of hilarity that you don't expect. And watching him sit on that show and be interviewed and do his comic routines so softly, I had an insight how to do the play. And I've asked these actors to approach this political satire very softly. Play real characters. Play it as if it were a drama. And as they did this, the humor, the politics, all of that sort of starts coming out of it. And I'm finding the play is really delightful. And I'm glad to have this cast, and I'm glad to have this notion to give it. And I think Kurt's novels work this way. They don't go for comedy. They don't go for a large effect. They almost pretend to be random improvised narratives. And the play kind of wanders on sort of in its own strange little habit. And I think we've got Kurt Vonnegut's sense of humor going here. And I'm kind of glad we found the style to do it in.
Well, you know, Kurt Vonnegut, when reading his novels, there's a certain exaggeration, it seems like. Like you say, a subtlety, but there's also kind of a subtle exaggeration. And Mark, you're playing the part of Harold, who is, in a way, I hate to use the word exaggerated character, but he certainly is. It takes one idea of a person And I'll let you describe that and your character. Talk about your character some.
Harold Ryan is a larger-than-life figure. I mean, he's, you know, the play sort of takes its inspiration from the story of Ulysses. You know, this hero, this classic hero who's been off fighting the wars and been lost at sea for years and eventually comes home and finds, you know, things have changed. And that's, you know, that's true for Harold, my character, who's been lost in the jungle for 8 years. No one presumed dead. It's hard to imagine a character like this, but he's also, you know, he's a war hero. He's an adventurer. He's a raconteur. He's sort of well known for all these things. It's hard to think of a character like that, you know, today, but he's just bigger than life.
Well, he's also a big, big game hunter, and he is, his whole house is just littered with trophies. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, war trophies, weapons, animal heads, animal hides, all, it's a sort of a museum to him, you know, his home.
And Krista, I'm sorry.
He loves killing. He loves killing. That's the whole point.
And I think what's so interesting is Harold is an archetype of a certain kind of hero. And when he comes home, times have changed. And the kind of hero he is no longer what is considered heroic. He's disappeared 8 years earlier. His type of character is no longer considered heroic by the time he gets home.
And I want to talk about your character here in a moment, but just for those just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. We're talking about Cyrano's show opening next weekend called Happy Birthday, Wanda June by Kurt Vonnegut. And Krista Schwarting is talking about her character. We're going to ask her about her character, Penelope. Tell us about your character. You stayed home during all this time, and the Ulysses story, Harold comes back to Penelope.
Right. And so Penelope marries Harold when she's quite young. She's completely unformed as a person when she marries him. They are married. The marriage is not a happy one. They have a child who is only 4 by the time Harold has left and is now 12 at the beginning of the play. And during the time Harold's been gone, Penelope has started to figure out who she is as her own person.
And she's seeing other people, too, isn't she?
She's seeing 2 people. There is a question as to whether she's really interested in them or she's just trying to move on from Harold. But she's gone and gone to college. She's gotten a master's degree. She is figuring out what her life is in the absence of Harold and is liking the direction it's going when he comes home. So no conflict there at all.
No conflict at all. Dick, let's get back to the title of this play, Happy Birthday, Wanda June. I know that the play went through different titles. I believe it was one time called Persephone. What does that title mean to this play?
The play is very much, and if you've read Kurt Vonnegut's novels, you know this, dealing with the meaninglessness of existence. Wanda June was a young lady, a young girl, who was run over by a bus at age 10. At the moment that she was about to have a birthday party, And so her parents ordered a cake, and she was killed before the cake was picked up. So one of the characters in the play wanders into a bakery and sees the cake, it's on sale, and buys it and brings it in. And we never hear of Wanda June again, except there are some scenes in heaven in which surrealistic characters come on for no other reason than to do some theme-based comedy, and she's in there. So basically, Kurt Vonnegut is saying, the name Wanda June has nothing to do with this play, and that's how life is.
And that's typical Kurt Vonnegut in a way.
Yeah, that's typical Kurt. Yeah, if you've read him, you know that's him.
Billy Pilgrim has become unstuck in time. I mean, that sort of idea that Kurt Vonnegut does. I'm going to toss this next question out to either actor. Are you getting into this Kurt Vonnegut world? I mean, Dick mentions just to play it low-key, but how are you approaching the Kurt Vonnegut world? Is it strange to you? Is it normal to you? Mark, go ahead.
The Kurt Vonnegutness is episodic, and it doesn't necessarily happen in the same sort of time frame or frame of existence that my character does. It's something that, I mean, my character has a more or less realistic existence. I mean, yes, things have changed. He's come back after, 8 years after, after America has changed tremendously between like 1962 and 1970, and he hasn't. But you know, it's just something you have to think about. It's, you know, but it, you know, as Dick said, we're trying to keep that you know, on the hyper real, at least as far as where, you know, that part, you know, where we're existing.
Mm-hmm. And Krista, anything about
it? I would totally agree with that. I think Dick has really established a playing style where we don't need to punch the humor. The humor is there. The thing I would say is Vonnegut has placed some very specific bits of, we'll call it Vonnegutian philosophy, in various characters'
mouths. That's a great word.
Penelope, I don't have a better adjective for it. Penelope, I think, is the repository of a lot of those. I have a speech late in the show about the old hero versus the new hero and how heroism has adapted over time and changed. So I would say that's one of those things that you have to know how to deliver those chunks of philosophy. But other than that, I think we're playing it very realistically.
Dick, I got to get back to one thing, I'll be remiss. We talked about this play being done as a protest in a way about Vietnam. Is there any reason, I'm assuming there's a reason why we're doing it today as a comment upon a lot of the violence in the world today? Is that something that you're thinking about when you're directing?
I think that when we call the play a protest against the Vietnam War, we simplify it much too deeply. The play is a depiction of the human nature that leads to war. And so to say that it's a protest against one war is to reduce it very much. It's a very philosophical piece of writing having to do with the human beings that are Penelope, which is a woman trying to liberate herself and come into the world, and take and the old-fashioned hero, who's a macho woman wife-beater type. So he's basically dealing with these archetypes, which he feels are basic in our society. It really doesn't deal. It happens during Vietnam, mentions Vietnam, but really deals with these archetypes instead.
Then, as now, there are still men who prefer war to peace. For reasons, you know, that they explain, yeah. You know, they explain in the play, but it's not time specific in that way. It's still about, you know, that choice.
The guy loves to kill. He loves to fight. And I know a lot of people like that. When I was in the military, I ran into a lot of folks like that.
And I think Dick has very wisely not grounded the production in too many period details, so we can take it and we can apply it to the conflicts that are still happening today, and we can read it as reflective of those conflicts rather than sticking it very specifically in one time period where it's only Vietnam.
Well, speaking of that, is there a particular time period this play you stuck it into in terms of the production style?
No. I've kind of blurred that line and kind of made it more vague. Mm-hmm. And a little more, and I think that's very much in keeping with the spirit of Kurt Vonnegut, because I think the play, the social context has changed in a way that the play would not work as it did in 1971. So by making these style changes, I think we're being truer to Kurt Vonnegut's point of view than doing it strictly as it says in the stage directions.
Interesting. We've only got about 30 seconds left, but a fascinating thought that you're saying the play may work better today taken out of that time period than it did working in that time period.
Exactly. I believe that. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, this is a fascinating discussion about Happy Birthday, Wanda June being presented next week, next Friday night, opening night at Cyrano's Theater Company. I want to thank my guests, Mark Stoneburner, Dick Reichman, Krista Schwording, for being here this week on Stage Talk. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.